Hi there. The word for you today is make allowance. In Colossians 3:13, Paul writes, make allowance for each other's faults. C.S. Lewis wrote, and I quote, "Everyone thinks forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive." Author Mac Anderson writes, "A few times in my life I've been wronged. My first reaction was anger and resentment. I felt my stomach tie up in knots, my appetite wane, and the joy slip out of my life. Kind of like I'd played the first half of a basketball game in steel shoes. In the locker room, the coach said, 'Try these new Nikes in the second half.' Well, multiply that by 10 and you'll understand how it feels to unload your emotional baggage through the power of forgiveness." Jesus debunked the myth that love is based on feelings. It's an act of your will. And if you love God, you'll keep his commandments. It's that simple. Look, if you're struggling to forgive somebody who's hurt you, here are some scriptural guidelines that hopefully will help you today. I'm going to give you four of them. First, don't seek retribution. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 21, overcome evil with good. God says in his word, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Don't rush to judgment. That's not always easy when you're the injured party. But God, the ultimate judge, said in Matthew 7, verse 2, with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. Number two, try to make things right. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 24, that if your brother offends you or there's an issue, be reconciled. Don't wait till the other person makes the first move. You make it. Paul writes in Hebrews 12, verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with all men. Here's a third tip. Pray for the offender. I know it's tough, but as much as it goes against your grain, when you pray for those who mistreat you, God gives you the grace. He really does, to forgive them and to actually start seeing them through his eyes. Okay?